Thoughts on Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 11 and verses 1 to 3. Jerusalem judged. Now, by the title, you will see that I have given you my interpretation of these words. Jerusalem. Open your doors, O Lebanon, so that fire may devour your cedars. Wail, O pine tree, for the cedar has fallen, the stately trees are ruined. Wail, oaks of Bashan, the dense forest has been cut down. Listen to the wail of the shepherds, their rich pastures are destroyed. Listen to the roar of the lions, the lush thicket of the Jordan is ruined. Zechariah 11, 1-3. Why have I said Jerusalem judged? Jerusalem isn't mentioned. Lebanon, Bashan, you've got the Jordan and so on. Why do I talk about Jerusalem? Well, the general view of this passage is that the speaking of Lebanon is speaking of the cedars of Lebanon. And they were, as you know, the cedars of Lebanon were much used in the temple. And the cedars and the pine tree and the cedar has fallen and so on. The stately trees are ruined, the oaks of Bashan. And it's generally taken to be a prophecy of AD 70 of the fall of Jerusalem and the sacking of the temple. There are various ways of interpreting Lebanon to get to that. Some think it's the way the Romans traveled through Lebanon and so on. But I think myself it's the cedars. There's been blessing after the exile. We saw that in chapter 10, verses 6 to 12. But that new temple, that second temple, will be destroyed. This is the prophecy. Lebanon, the cedars of the temple, where they adorn the temple, and the pine and the oaks and so on. When the Romans sacked the Jerusalem in AD 70, the temple and so on, and all the glory of that system was destroyed, AD 70, followed by AD 135. So Jerusalem did receive blessing after the exile, but that was temporary, and judgment came upon them. The Romans and their collapse under the Romans and the sacking of the temple. Well, what can we make of this? It's a warning to us. It's a warning to me. We today tend to think, it seems to me, looking out on the evangelical world, that we've got it all sewn up. We've got it all sorted out. But God is still in control. God is still sovereign. And change can come, and can come very suddenly. Disaster can sweep in. Yes, 1918 saw the end of the First World War. That was the end of the war to bring the end of all wars. But there was only a postponement until 1939 of that resumption of the war. And such a devastation there. I believe that we're in danger of becoming proud and smug and self-content. We think we've got the system sorted now. We're secure in ourselves. I believe that this warning from Jerusalem, though they had this blessing, though it was so wonderful at the time, the writing was on the wall, and in AD 70, Jerusalem was sacked. God had his purposes in his sovereignty and in his love, the old covenant, the new covenant, and so on. But there it is. I believe it is a warning to us not to think ourselves too secure. He that thinketh he standeth, let him take heed, lest he fall. And of course, if you've never come to Christ, no delay. That's the answer. No delay. Come now.